Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text is the gospel lesson. It's not long after Easter. And the disciples, except for Thomas, are all gathered in the room with the doors locked. The doors are locked and they're hidden because they're afraid the Jews are going to come and get them. After all, if they got Jesus, if they got him, why shouldn't they be able to get them? And if they crucified him, why shouldn't they do the same for them? And suddenly he appears. Nobody goes and opens the door. He didn't unlock the door. He's just there. He comes through the door and he's standing in front of them. What do you think he's going to say? You think he's going to let them have it for what they did? You think he's going to be very much human, like probably the rest of us would be, because all of them pretty much disavowed any knowledge of him or any knowledge of what he was and tried to escape being around them. And yet he looks at them all and he says, "Peace be with you." Peace. What? Peace after what he'd gone through? After what he'd gone through because of what they were? It wasn't his need to die, it was theirs that caused his death. And yet he wishes them to have peace. And so they looked at him and they wondered, and then they, one at a time, kind of moved forward and touched him. Because they weren't sure he wasn't a ghost. After all, didn't he slide through the door with no opening? He did things that nobody else could do. And he's alive, we think. We're not real sure. But we think he's alive. So they kind of slid forward one at a time, touched him. Maybe on his hands, or maybe his side, or did something to feel the body to make sure, as far as they were concerned, that he was alive. So they experienced the fact that he was alive, and they were in joy because they knew he had died. They were very sure he was dead. And they rejoiced in the fact that he had done what he said he would. They're going to kill me, they're going to bury me, and 3 days later, I'll resurrect. 3 days later, you'll see me. And 3 days later, they did, and here he was. But Thomas wasn't with them. They didn't have the full group. So later, Jesus went someplace else. He wasn't with them. And Thomas came, and they said, "We've seen the Lord." Sounds like the same message that the women gave the disciples when they'd gone to the grave to take care of the body. They came back and said, "He's alive, we've seen him." And their response is, "I don't think so. We're really not going to believe that one. You must be out of your mind. We know you've been under a lot of stress and a lot of strain. We think maybe you've lost it. After all, we didn't see him, and you just thought you did. But he does come. And he is seen, and he's alive." And Thomas's response to the rest of the group is just basically what they responded to the women. "I don't believe it unless I see it. You got to show me. You got to let me touch. You got to let me feel. You got to let me be where I can be sure that I saw what I thought I did." And so Jesus reminds them again, "Peace be with you." He says, "Come, come here. Put your fingers in my hands. Feel the holes where the nails were. Put your fingers in those. Then put your hand in my side and see if I really am a ghost or if I'm really a man." And he put his hand in his side and he said, "My Lord and my God." And Jesus responded, "Is it because you saw that you believe? Blessed are those who have not seen, but yet have believed." This is the beginning of the Christian church. Those who will only be able to say they heard, and they heard from the people who had been there, who then processed the message out and made sure that people understood that Jesus indeed did return to life. 3 days after he was crucified, that his promise of coming back to them and bringing forgiveness for them and health and hope was made good. And even Thomas, who was a doubter because he hadn't seen it and wasn't any different than us. I don't think Thomas deserves probably the bad rap that he gets, because we're no different than he was. If it had been us instead, I think probably we'd have done the same thing. Because it's an awful lot to try to swallow in one shot. You saw the man crucified. You saw him tried. You saw him hung. And you saw him die. It was most miserable a death as was possible. And once he was dead, they took him down. And you know that they put him in an unused grave, rolled the stone over the thing and left, because they couldn't be guilty of handling a dead body after sundown. The end of the day for the Jews. They couldn't do it. And they knew that he was dead. There was no question about it. It wasn't something that he faked. It wasn't that he held his breath or something like that and held it long enough to come back. He was dead. It's a little like the number of years that we did EMS. After a while, you can pretty well judge whether somebody's dead or not. And the comment was made by one guy, well, how do you tell? And basically the answer was, dead is dead. After you've seen about so many dead bodies, you know the difference. And they were learning that that indeed was a dead body that they took down off that cross and laid in the grave. There was nothing alive about him. He was dead. By all accounts and purposes, he had died, and they're not sure, really, that the whole Christian experience didn't die with him. So what was going to happen next? Well, he told them in 3 days he'd resurrect. It was a lot to swallow, too. They'd not seen that happen before. So they're just hanging out. They're hiding in this upper room with the doors locked, and the windows shuttered, and every type of security that they could think of at the time, so the Jews didn't jump them, because they figured, again, you know, if they could get him, there's no reason they couldn't get them. And so they waited, and they watched. And suddenly he appears among them, and instead of giving them what for their lack of faith and their lack of trust and their inability to believe in what he told them, he grants them peace. Peace be with you. I bring you peace. I am no longer dead. I'm alive. Peace be with you. Your sins are forgiven. And then he says to those present, from now on, anyone that you forgive the sins are forgiven. He breathed upon them the Holy Spirit and said, from now on, you will be able to and you will forgive the sins of people wherever they are and whoever they are, that they might have eternal life through you and through that promise. So he deals with Thomas pretty much the way he would deal with us in the same situation, hopefully, that he forgives Thomas for his humanity. Thomas was just honest. You can call it whatever else you want, but he just really told them what he thought. And probably to some extent he was in shock, because he really didn't know what to expect any more than they did. They didn't expect Jesus when he appeared through the door. But there he was, and he forgave them. And then he put them in the business of moving forgiveness out to people who needed to hear it, based on the fact that Jesus had paid for the sins of all mankind, and that now that he's alive, the promise that was given to him that he would rise on the third day was made good, and he was alive. And that promise was good to him and would be good to those who believed in him. And so the Easter message goes on. Jesus is alive. It's not the empty tomb that tells us anything on Easter Sunday morning. It's the intersection with the live Jesus Christ. The women who saw him. The people who ran against him on the way to, on the Emmaus road, and didn't know who he was until he identified himself in other places and other times, and now here, where he appears to all the disciples except for Thomas, and then they knew he was alive. And that message has been going on for 2,000 years. Not only did he die, and they saw him die, and the most miserable death they could possibly inflict on him. But he had said he would be alive. He had said that he would resurrect, that he would rebuild himself and be seen again in 3 days, and he was. And that's what we have as the hope in the Easter season. Same thing's going to happen to us. We're going to die, but we're going to be with Jesus, and in that form we will be resurrected, and at the end of time we will see again the world in its own as we become those who are resurrected by Jesus of Nazareth when the time comes. Let us be glad that he did take the time to come and to reveal himself to Thomas and to forgive his lack of faith. And yet, in his faith, he then became as strong as any disciple of the 12, now 11. And he became one who could share that good news with people where and when he saw them that, hey, not only did you see him dead, but now you see him alive. And as he's alive, he forgives and gives life. And this is what they recorded in this book. And John makes the comment toward the end, this is why this is written down. This is written down that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ and have life in his name. In him we have life. In him we have peace. Amen.